Blackstone Audio presents City of the Chosh by Jack Vance. This book is read by Elijah Alexander. Prologue. To one side of the Explorator 4 flared a dim and aging star, Carina 4269. To the other hung a single planet, gray-brown under a heavy blanket of atmosphere. The star was distinguished only by a curious amber cast to its light. The planet was somewhat larger than Earth, attended by a pair of small moons with rapid periods of orbit. An almost typical K2 star, an unremarkable planet. But for the men aboard the Explorator 4, the system was a source of wonder and fascination. In the forward control pod stood Commander Marin, Chief Officer Deal, Second Officer Walgrave. Three men similarly trim, erect, brisk of movement, wearing the same neat white uniforms, and so much in each other's company that the wry, offhand intonations in which they spoke, the half-sarcastic, half-facetious manner in which they phrased their thoughts, were almost identical. With scan scopes, handheld binocular photomultipliers capable of enormous magnification and amplification, they looked across to the planet. Walgrave commented, "At casual observation, a habitable planet. Those clouds are surely water vapor." "If signals emanate from a world," said Chief Officer Deal, "we almost automatically assume it to be inhabited. Habitability follows as a natural consequence of habitation." Commander Marin gave a dry chuckle.
"Your logic, usually irrefutable, is at fault. We are presently 212 light-years from Earth. We received the signals 12 light-years out. Hence, they were broadcast 200 years ago. If you recall, they halted abruptly. This world may be habitable. It may be inhabited. It may be both. But not necessarily either." Deal gave his head a doleful shake. "On this basis, we can't even be sure that Earth is inhabited. The tenuous evidence available to us—" "Beep, beep," went the communicator.
"Speak," called Commander Marin.
The voice of Dant, the communications engineer, came into the pod.
"I'm picking up a fluctuating field. I think it's artificial, but I can't tune it in. It just might be some sort of radar."
Marin frowned, rubbed his nose with his knuckle.
"I'll send down the scouts, then we'll back away out of range."
Marin spoke a code word, gave orders to the scouts Adam Reith and Paul Wander.
"Fast as possible. We're being detected. Rendezvous at—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?